Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. Peace and greetings to you. So glad to see everyone in the house tonight. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for everyone out there listening. No matter where in the world you're listening from, you can call in by calling 646-652-2711. That's going to be the number to call. If you're an international listener and you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you can call in by dialing 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked into The Remix. So, peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. Yes, yes, yes. One moment here. Let's take a look. Also, I want to give you guys a shout out and let you know that the chat room is open. So if you're out there listening and you're in chat, you are certainly free to come on over and join us in chat as well. And joining us in the forum. Peace and greetings. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they are sure to make you feel right at home. And welcome. And welcome to you. We're going to give some international shouts out. We're going to get ready to get into the share. Listen to some good vibes, some good music, and go from there. So peace and greetings to everyone. If you're a guest and you're joining us, I know that you can also join us live in the chat room. I'm going to give you directions so you can find your way on over there. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and that's going to get you locked in. That's going to get you locked in. If you go over there and join us in the platform there, welcome, welcome, welcome. Can you believe that it's Friday already? This week has gone by so fast, so quick, so amazing fast. And we have a great share tonight. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be in the house tonight. And I want you to know that there is so much going on. So what is really going on? What is actually happening at this time? What's going on? What's happening? You know, we can look around and we can see that there's so many different things that are going out on in the world. We definitely want to send blessings and healings to all of those who have had loved ones who've made their transition and that have made their transition. But tonight, we'll get a chance to talk to Brother Wayne Chandler and we'll get a chance to ask him what's going on. He's going to be talking about what's going on, also about his upcoming retreat that's going to be held here in the United States, in the West, and you'll get a chance to find out all about that. Peace and greetings to everyone here. Welcome to The Remix tonight. It's so good to have you in the forum. Joining us here live, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, And then we're going to get into the share tonight. Again, I want to welcome you. I want to give big shout out to all of our Remix listeners. Oh, I have to give some updates. Wait a minute. I have to tell you what's going on, give you guys some updates, and let you know what's going on. First of all, I want to invite you to take an opportunity, and I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page over on Facebook. All you have to do is click like. If you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you can check out either iTunes, and you can go download the Remix app for all your iTunes devices. Or if you have Android or any of the Android devices, you can also go to the Android market and download the Remix app. That is our special gift from the Remix to you to keep you locked in to everything the Remix has that's going on. I want to say thank you to Brother Bilal for the show that we did on Sunday night. Wow, it was super amazing. And I've gotten all of you guys' feedback about what's the matter. What's the matter? And getting to the heart of the matter. What a powerful share with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience that joined us last week here on The Remix. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, just go back. Just download. You know what to do, and you'll be able to lock yourself in. And also, I want to let you know, all of you who are self-invested, Brother Bilal is going to be in self-invested on Saturday night. Tomorrow, he's going to be doing self-invested, the self-invested class, and he's going to be talking about a subject that, on some levels, we're all talking about, the planets and the stars. So astronomy. That's the class that's going to be dropped tomorrow with Brother Bilal, and it's going to be a powerful one, as always. So self-invested, definitely want to ring the bell for everyone who's self-invested, and send love out to all of those who are self-invested. Now, I will tell you this for the new members who did get a chance to join us. Also, to let you know that we're getting ready to ramp up for the new I guess you can say the new season of Self-Invested in August. This is going to be a big blast for those who are coming on as new members in Self-Invested on August the 2nd. We're going to be blasting that out. And we're going to start out, we're going to open up what some of the most requested things that has been going on, because it's already been a whole year for Self-Invested. And what's going on is that we're going to be starting out with one of the most requested classes we've had, and that is Kim Business Class. Yes, it's going down in Self-Invested. When we start, it's going to be a four-week course, of Kim Biz. It's not going to be like, as you know, these classes are very unique. And so we're going to be going in, myself and Brother Bilal, 4 weeks on Kim Biz as we kick off the new session of Self-Invested. It will be a powerful year, rest assured. So now we're going to get ready for Brother Wayne Chandler, and I'm super excited because Brother Wayne Chandler also joined us in Self-Invested, and it was literally, what can I say? Literally, the whole cosmos shook that night. Powerful information, a powerful master teacher, a healer, and just an amazing human being, Brother Wayne Chandler. And many of you are familiar with him and his healing work, no matter what modality he's doing it through, to raise the consciousness and the frequency of all of us on the planet. Tonight, he really is going to be speaking to us about life activation from within, because this is a big part of his work, whether it's through Qigong, whether it's through healing, whether it's through his knowledge or wisdom. He's going to be talking about life activation tonight. So tonight's song is going to speak to what we will be speaking about tonight. I'm going to tell you, Brother Wayne Chandler is one of the baddest brothers on the planet, for sure. So if you're new to the remix or if you're joining us, I want to say welcome. Love to all the priestess out there. Love to all the self-invested and to all of you that are out there listening. Yeah, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be joining us. We're going to sit back. We're going to groove a little bit. And then he's going to tell us about what he's been doing. And we'll be right back after this.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love into here today. Picket lights, picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
And give a very, very remix welcome to our brother Wayne Chandler.
Peace and blessings, everybody.
Peace and greetings to you, Brother Wayne Chandler. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. Ready for battle.
Ready. Ready for battle. Oh, wow. That is, you know, it's amazing. It's really good. I want to start out by saying thank you, you know, for coming on the remix. It's always a treat when you come on and share your wisdom with us and share your knowledge and all that you do as well. I want you to start out and let us know what's going on in your world, first of all, which is all of our worlds as well. And I know you have some really, really exciting things that are coming up. I want to talk about that first. And then I want to get into where you are right now and about what's happening, what is really going on at this particular time.
Yeah, for me right now, this summer holds some travel. You know, I've been moving around a little bit. I'll be in Baltimore the 2nd of August, and that should be pretty good. I always like venturing to the East Coast, you know, that East Coast flavor. I spent a lot of time there. That's where I was baptized, you know.
So I
like going back. I like recycling myself, you know, back onto the Eastern Seaboard. So I'll be there in Baltimore on the 2nd.
You'll be in Baltimore on the 2nd. One of your biggest fans is there, a part of the Remix family as well. Brother Banks, Dr. Banks, lived there. I'm sure he's excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got my retreat that's coming up the 24th of August. And, you know, people have been asking me for years, you know, why don't you do something domestically? Can't you do something domestically? You know, we can't really bounce out of the country like that, or we don't want to bounce out of the country like that, or we don't have a passport to bounce out. So, you know, I was like, okay, so this August, for the first time, I'm going to keep my retreat here domestic, and it's going to be in South Carolina at a place called Noah's Ark.
Wow, that's going to be really, really powerful. And I know you're going to tell us more about that. I definitely want to encourage everyone to go over to your website, www.WayneBChandler.com, and everything is available in the show notes as well. So you can find out the details there. This is a great opportunity to get yourself on board because, again, especially for those of us living here in the West, in America, or that can get to America very quickly. This is a great opportunity to see Brother Wayne Chandler up close, live and in person here in America.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's going to be an awesome share. And, you know, because it is like the first major retreat that I've done here, you know, I've done workshops and I've done, you know, 2-day and 2.5-day engagements, you know, but I've never done like a full-on 7-day training. So, you know, this will be really profound.
Yes. And let's just talk about that because we have so many people who at this particular time are waking up. So many of us have been on our path for a while and many who have done this work for a long time. Who is the workshop for and who should come? Who should come? What should you come with?
The workshop, you know, is for everyone, and you really don't have to have any specific tools, you know, to be a part of this. You know, if you do have some level, you know, of being baptized into the work and, you know, you find yourself advanced, you know, then, you know, share that with me, you know, prior to your arrival. And, you know, we will, you know, create and produce some very specific techniques, you know, that will just enhance what it is you're already bringing to the table. Mm. You know, but it's a group sharing, you know. I have other practitioners, you know, that are also deeply invested in creating a holistic effect, you know, for the workshop. You know, there's a young lady that's coming that is steeped in comedic yoga. She is one of Yasir Rahotep's students.
Yes.
And then I have another one of my students, a woman by the name of Maya Bakshani from California, who is coming. And I've worked with her since she was, like, in high school, you know, first in the martial arts. And then in teaching her Qigong, and she would later go on and study with some of my teachers, you know. And so she's going to be, like, really holding down the whole female aspect and teaching the women very specific, you know, practices that are specific to their own development, you know, regarding their spiritual intent and their bodies.
Beautiful. Very powerful. Yeah, that's going to be really, really nice. Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Exciting. Exciting. All right. Okay. Let's talk about it, Brother Wayne. It's so much going on right now. I do want to talk about the time that we're in right now and with so much going on. Talk about why these practices, the modalities you deal in, is so important for the times that we're living in now.
Oh, wow. I mean, just the practices that I teach, you know, come from a philosophical doctrine that literally just means the way, you know. It's the doctrine of the Tao, and the Tao means the way. And so when you talk about the way, well, what is the way? The way is how one should and needs to integrate themselves with universal flow and direction. You know, so when you do these specific practices, you know, you align yourself with universal frequency. And therefore, you know, you're literally, you know, in synchronization, you know, with the intent and the direction of universal flow. And when you find yourself in the throes of such times as we are in right now, you see, most people have no idea where we are and what's about to happen. They have no idea.
Right.
You know, because it's the signs are very subtle, and unless you can step out of survival mode to really take a look at the environment around you, you're going to miss all of the signals that you're being given that things are about to shift tremendously, you know. So what these practices do, because regardless of how the environment destabilizes itself, if you stay clear, firm, and solid, being integrated into universal flow, rhythm, and direction, regardless of how the environment, the three-dimensional environment around you, you know, becomes unstable and shifts, you remain constant. And that's the key for these types of practices, is that they allow you to remain constant even in the midst of great fluctuation, environmental fluctuation, conceptual fluctuation, economic fluctuation, you know, all of these things that are going to be going on around us in the very, very immediate future. These practices allow you to stay clear so that you can handle every situation that occurs and appears before you and deal with it in a way that's going to make sure that you're on the other side of this when it all comes to rest.
Yes, that's beautiful. That is so much in alignment about what we're speaking about. And I just want everyone to be clear about that, because sometimes when we talk about this in a philosophical way, sometimes we can separate ourselves and think that we're talking about something from a distance. But I want to make sure that all of the listeners are clear. You're talking about things like relationships, your financial situation, your physical health. It could be your job. It could be a situation with your children. It could be a situation that's going on with your neighbor. It could be something that's happening right around the corner, or the community that you live in. These are things that touch us really, really at a very close distance. It can even be things that are going on with inside of you that maybe you thought you had worked through. Maybe you thought you had already done enough work to clear this, but because so much is going on and things are so much out of the flow, out of universal flow, if you don't keep yourself in alignment with that, you will find yourself being thrust into complete chaos.
No question. No question. Definitely. Definitely. You know, the type of practices that I teach, you know, the beauty of them is that they really, like, connect the individual
yes.
to their core reality, that which they truly are, that which
yes.
in the divine nature of their essential being, they truly express this vibrational frequency. It's just
yes.
that in this three-dimensional construct that we've been thrown into, it's like a prison for the true nature of who and what we are. So
right.
we really don't have access to that. So we don't identify with it. We don't even know it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
the key for these types of practices is they basically, you know, they it's like a multidimensional science which takes a normal, you know, or inferior human being and makes them a superior human being by creating
yes.
superior physical health, greater clarity of mind, consciousness, a disciplined
yes.
will, and the activation and the release of suppressed talents and abilities that all of us carry. That is
yes.
really our birthright. It's what we came into the world with that we never,
yes.
ever get a chance to use.
So powerful. Yeah, so true. So let's talk about some of the examples that you've seen in your work that have been coming up lately. Maybe some of those things that may have been happening more and more. I know I get a lot of emails about things, but what are some of the top things that you've been seeing really have been impacting people the most, I would say?
Just in terms of, like, the unraveling, you know, of the world around us, there's a lot. There's so much going on right now. I mean, it's pretty amazing, and a lot of people are looking at things, and it's fascinating to me because when you live in a reality that doesn't really give you or allow you to search out the root cause for things, and
mm-hmm.
it keeps these things that happen in the world on a very superficial level, it does not create integration. So you think everything is compartmentalized, and so therefore you believe that everything happens by chance. Happenstance is the call for the day. You know, so you have something going on over here in the east. You have something going
yeah.
on over there in this part of the west. You have something going on right here in your front yard that they all carry a very similar thing, but you don't really believe that any of them are connected.
You don't
see the connectivity,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's the way we've been enculturated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they are connected.
Yes,
you know,
everything is.
Everything is connected. Everything
mm-hmm.
is connected. So when you look at, well, what creates a lot of the things that are going on in the world today, you know, and one of the things I've been telling my students, you know, is that it's so important right now to really stay locked into your practices, even if it's just
yes.
staying engaged and keeping your tongue connected, being engaged in Kachari Mudra on a daily basis as you move and navigate your environment, you know, in the world. Just doing and creating something that vibrationally is going to make
sure.
you distinct and separate from the rest of the confusion and calamity that's going on around you.
Must
you know,
raise our frequency, our rate.
Have to.
Our vibratory rate is so important right now. Yeah.
And as you were saying earlier, that encompasses a very holistic, you know, engagement. So not only in the raising of your vibrational frequency, what that means is also being rooted at the same time.
Yes.
So it's not just going up and out into the
That's
ethers,
right.
but it's also staying locked in so that you can navigate, you know, your current environment and the situations that are going to be produced in this environment that you're going to have to deal with. And a lot of them may come immediately and you know, be coming from a place where you don't even expect them.
That's powerful. That is powerful, yes, and so true, so true. Wow, yes, lots of good stuff. I know later on in the show we're going to take some calls because I know you guys have questions because you guys are hitting me up right now with questions that you have for Brother Wayne Chandler. So we will be taking some questions here in just a short moment. We'll talk a little bit more. I want you to share with us, Brother Wayne Chandler, about, if you can, maybe go through a couple of the modalities of some of the things that, about bringing sort of our spiritual ecosystem, as I call it, together, and maybe talk about some of the things in the mind, some of the things in the body, and some of the things in the spirit, and some of the things in the heart, and how they connect themselves together.
Sure, definitely. You know, one of the things that, and many of your listeners, you know, they know that this is one of my core, you know, focuses in terms of a practice because it's what makes the beginning of true authentic alignment, you know, a possibility. You know, when you talk about, you know, body-mind-spirit integration, body-mind-spirit alignment, you know, you're talking about it has to be something that you are designed with, you know, in your spiritual technology, in your energetic anatomy that allows all of those different features and factors to come together, you know, and express themselves as a whole, you know, to operate and move, you know, the unit. And that one thing is Kachari Mudra. Kachari Mudra is learning how to utilize the tongue, you know, to connect the tongue into different spots and places along the roof of the mouth and engage different systems which activate different energetic centers and portals in the body, you know, that has the influence of you know, regulating of the heart energy, you know, has the influence of regulating, you know, the creative sexual energy, you know, that has the influence of regulating, you know, the wind force, you know, and the air dynamic, you know, that operates within the body. So bringing all of these things together to operate as one system, to express themselves as one unit, you know, is Kachari Mudra. So when you talk about, you know, body, mind, spirit alignment, you know, that's where it always begins. It begins there because that's what allows good meditation, proper meditation, strong meditation. That's what allows proper movement of the energy through the breath, you know, when you get into doing breathing techniques and exercises. You know, pranayama, you know, which is the breathing technique, you know, that we find in the yoga disciplines, they don't even teach Kachari Mudra in that, you know, which means that the whole science is fraudulent. The whole science, you know, really is not going to be able to deliver the effects and the impact upon the various psychic and intuitive portals that exist within the being. You know, because you're not engaged in Kachari Mudra. They don't teach it in yoga today. You know, so having that, you know, as your key, it's your major switch, you know, that begins your process of true authentic integration. You know, so once you begin utilizing that on a daily basis, you know, it allows you to automatically develop a level of energetic sensitivity where you can do what we refer to as scanning.
Yes.
You know, and scanning means that once you connect your tongue, you can feel the energy that emanates from all things.
Yes.
From all things, because everything is energy.
Yes.
So once you begin to sensitize yourself to that, the more you do it, the more you can walk up and to feel the energy around all things, then you begin to become more and more sensitive to what textures and what that frequency literally means that's coming off of that particular object that you're now scanning. And you can use that from what you would classify as inanimate objects to those that are like human beings that step up into your auric field on a daily basis. You can begin to feel and tell exactly what kind of being is this that you're working with, that you're dealing with. You know, who is this person? You know, just by doing a light scanning of their energy field, you know, all you have to do is apply Kachari Mudra, bam, and you're locked in.
And, you know, that is so beautiful because it is something, like you said, that is not special. Everyone, it's your birthright. You can do this. As a spiritual being living on this planet, you have the ability to unlock these things within you so that you can do that for yourself.
No question, definitely, you know.
Yeah.
And we're in a time, you know. We had an event that took place the end of April.
Yes.
And it was a very, very powerful event, and it's really gone over, you know, a lot of individuals' heads in terms of the significance of this, but it's called a Cardinal Grand Cross.
Yes.
And this event, this astronomical event, only takes place once every 26,000 years. And what it means is that all of the cardinal signs have been brought into play, and that energy is now cosmic, astronomical energy is now going to move through those signs and will be expressed and manifested on the earth based on the specificity that those signs, by design, their characteristics that they bring to the table, you know. So whatever the characteristics, the specifics of those particular signs are, that's going to be manifested in very intense fashion upon the planet in a very, very deep, deep, deep way that most people can't even begin to measure.
Powerful. Powerful. And how, if you can talk about that, how have you seen that impact on people, situations that's happening? And you said this occurred around in April, like towards middle of April. I think people started feeling the pressure of this.
They started feeling the, yeah, they did. They did. And a lot of people are completely losing it. I mean,
losing
a lot
it.
Of people have lost it, really.
They have lost it. Because I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll bounce off of whatever you say.
I just wanted to just kind of talk about that. It really is sort of this physical reality of how you thought it was falling apart, falling away. And I've gotten tons of emails, April, May, June, and up until July, of devastation in people's lives and a lot of people losing it during this time.
Right. Yeah, it is. Because the significance of this alignment of the Cardinal Grand Cross is to literally dissolve the glue that holds this reality together.
Yes, it is taking what we thought this reality was, and it's almost like free-falling and trying to hold on to air. You can't. You can't. And the best thing to do is to understand, like you were talking about, to learn to get into your practice, to get into the flow, because resistance doesn't work.
It's futile. It is futile. And if you're not in flow, the only thing you're going to do is create havoc
more
in your life.
create more chaos, more
That's
havoc,
right.
more chaos, because
yeah.
the more you fight this, and I want to talk about this because someone sent this question to talk about, and I think it's perfect for you to begin to speak about this, Brother Wayne Chandler. Talk about how this is connected to soul contracts and how you see that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many of us that are here at this particular time that have been able to weather the storm up to this point are here to be bringers of the light.
Yeah.
And the contract that we have is to move this frequency from darkness into light. And it's really very fascinating in the sense that when you look at the Mayan symbology, you know, that arose, you know, just prior to 2012, you know, and you had all of this hype about, well, the Mayan this and the Mayan that. Well, one of the things that they said, like the Mayan fifth world, you know, I mean, that place, like, ended, like, in 87. You know, the Mayan fifth world ended in 1987. And so when it ended in 1987, we went into a period that I refer to as the gray area, you know. It's an area where everything, you know, is not defined, you know. There is no definitive direction that one individual must take to accomplish this or that. You know,
right.
you can hang in a neutral place because you are truly in the neutral zone.
That's
2012
right.
was all about the ending of that mm-hmm. particular neutral zone and moving into the sixth world. So when you moved into the sixth world in 2012, the deep thing that the Mayans say about the sixth world is that nothing in the sixth world is
right.
defined.
Yes.
That it's a battle between the light and the dark. But the neutral zone has been completely removed. So you now either have to pick up a high vibrational resonance about your intention and what it is that you bring to the table, or not. You can slip into the dark side.
That's right.
And you can operate from there. But the neutral zone is gone. You're either moving in the darkness or you're moving in the light.
And you know what? It is so true. You know, I was thinking about something, you know, when we think about some of these things, because there's so many signs and symbols, and when we start to think about just about gravity and even about light, when we understand what those principles are, even from a scientific point of view.
Right.
And one of the things, when you think about the experiment that Newton did when he's holding a steel ball and he's holding a plastic ball, when you drop them, they both drop at the same speed, at the same rate. It has neutralized. That is sort of this sixth dimension or six, whatever we want to call it, that we're in, where everything is neutral. You get an
right.
opportunity. So a long time ago, Brother Wayne Chandler, or a couple of years ago, remember when they talked about there would be no more middle class? It would only be the haves and the have-nots.
That's
well,
where we're going.
That's where we're going, because you're either going to move into the light or you're going to move into the darkness. That
right.
is the haves and the have-nots. That's
right.
the main thing. One of the things that this is, you know, this is so tempting, you know, for sure, because one of the things that science have proven and we know for sure, light does not travel. It doesn't travel. So it's kind of a very provocative thought when you think about it, because you're thinking, I've done all of this work and I've done this, but light doesn't travel, because you're moving into a place where you have to, like you said, get into a practice, one that's going to sustain you no matter what's going on in your relationship, no matter what's going on your job, no matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in your life, in your mind, so you can ground yourself. and be able to be in that place. If
right,
you're in
right.
the kitchen in your house and you cut on the lights and then you walk downstairs to the basement, that light is not going to follow you in the basement. You got to, you have to be able, like you said, Brother Wayne Chandler, hit that switch and cut your light on. You got to know
That's
how
right.
to cut your light on. This is a
yeah.
time that you got to find that light switch and cut it on, because light don't travel. It doesn't travel at all.
That's right. That's so true. That is so, so accurate. You know, I mean, that's so on point. You know, if you're not connecting and cutting on your own light during this
that's
time,
right.
you know, I mean.
Because it's in you. The light
is
in you.
It is. The light is in all of us. And that's one of the things that we have been led, you know, astray with. You know, that
yes.
we really don't really have an understanding of that.
Yes.
Even people that believe that they have, you know, an outward understanding of
right.
what that means intellectually.
Yes.
You know, you cannot bring something like that into being by just having an intellectual understanding
no.
of it. It is a doingness. It is a practice. It is something
yes.
that you integrate with and bring into reality.
So powerful, because that is truly, truly where we are. I don't care how many lectures you listen to. This is why I love the work that you do, Brother Wayne Chandler. I don't care how many shows you hear. I don't care how many books you read. I don't care how many people you watch. If you are not doing your work, you will not cut on your switch. The light
That's
will
right.
not come on. We are in the time that usually by osmosis, things will happen, but we are truly in the time where science is starting to know what our ancient ancestors knew, and that is light don't travel. So whether you are a woman trying to change a man, light don't travel. Whether you're a man trying to change a woman's ways, light don't travel. Whether it's your children, whether it's your environment, if you don't do your work, nothing, nothing is going to change.
That's right. That's it right there. That
yeah.
is it. Amen.
Amen. Okay, that's right. But it's so true, and I see it so much. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, sometimes we fight so much for what we don't want. We're willing to give all of our time and our energy to what we don't want. It's time that we have to start investing in what we do want, what we say we want to do, and giving new ideas, if we've never tried some of these modalities, new things a chance. My daddy always told me, if you're doing something that's not working, then you got to try something else.
No question. I mean, that's like a no-brainer, you know.
That's right.
But yet we will stay locked into the same non-productive cycle in our
yes.
lives, even though we know that that cycle is killing us, like
That's
just
right.
completely putting the light out in our spirit, you know.
That's
and
right.
we will, you know, we come home, we bring this energy into our house, into with our families,
yes.
and
yes.
it's a death-based energy, and
yeah.
we will stay in that energy instead of trying to find the solution or make a choice, because we don't believe we have choices.
That's right.
You know? And that's where it begins. And time,
yeah.
time is running out. Time is fleeting
yes.
right now.
Yes.
You know,
it really
we
is.
Don't have the time
we don't
that
have
we
time.
Used to have. You know,
because no.
a 24-hour. I mean, everybody on this program, if you stop and they think for a second. How much faster the
yes.
minutes, the hours, the days go, the yes. months.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't, you know, I mean, in 1980, you know, they have what they refer to as the Schumann resonance, you know, or it's the pulse that the military uses to measure
yes.
and monitor time. It was
yes.
7.83 cycles, you know, in
yes.
1980. And like now, you know, it's 14.6 cycles. It has sped up that much.
Yes, yes. You know, it's the end of July already. Already.
No question.
It is the end of July.
Yeah.
We only have a couple of more months, and we will be in 2015. You know, here's something else I want you to speak about, which this is everything that we're talking about, but I want you to kind of elaborate on this. I know that we are light beings, and sometimes we take that for granted, but there's a difference between being a light being and having potential light.
Right, yeah. And a lot of that comes into what you come into the world with, what you're bringing to the table, and what your environment was. The brother who wrote in and asked about, you know, like the various contracts, you know, that we have.
Right.
You know, I mean, that feeds a lot into the karma of how things are going to unfold with a lot of individuals during these times. And when you're not moving correctly, if you don't have the right, you know, personal infrastructure around you, you know, that is a guiding tool, you know, that can, like, keep you out of harm's way or lead you into the right direction or lead you down the right path and put you on the right journey, you know, even though you're carrying a lot
light.
Of potential light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That light may never see the light of day.
Never. That's right. It's so important, you know, for us to talk about that because we all have potential. If we made it here, I mean, we just think about the odds of us surviving and becoming a being in this physical reality.
Got to work at it.
Yeah. You really know that you survived those odds coming into this world. It's a billion to one, you know, that you made it here. That is your potential. But we get here and we let so much of this 3D reality hold us locked in, locked in.
We're incarcerated. Yeah, no question.
We get here and then we get scared.
Right.
We make it.
That's it. That's it. Because that, right, as we move into, like, this particular time, because as I said earlier, you know, the sixth world is like blank. You know, nothing has been written. The storyline has not been written, so therefore ending is not known.
That's right.
So you have the light and the dark, you know, and they're coming, they're clashing. Each one attempting to write their own storyline in terms of how this book, not just the chapter, but how the book is going to end, you know?
Yes.
And the one thing that is used as the greatest weapon against us, mind, body, and soul, is fear.
It's fear, yes.
And that's what we're getting ready to be thrown into now, because those forces that deal within the construct of darkness have a very profound understanding of what fear does and how it immobilizes human consciousness and shuts us down. So it's known. If your environment can be made unstable and unsuitable.
Yes.
And this is your three-dimensional environment, because they already know that your internal environment is already unstable.
That's right.
You're holding on by a thread.
Yeah.
If they can take that one thread and snip it, cut it in half, that thread being your external three-dimensional environment, if they can make that unstable for you, they know you will fall so rapidly into deep, immeasurable fear.
Yes.
That they'll win the game.
They'll win. It's so true because, you know, when we sit back and we think about it, I see so many people thinking that life is happening to them rather than they're able to create their own life.
Nothing
is written in stone. You can change something. And we're in a time now that it doesn't take 20 years. It don't take 10 years to change.
Right.
It don't
take
1 year to change. You can change in a second, in an instant. You have the right practices. It will sustain you. And
That's
we have to stop treating holistic things like modern medicine. It's not about popping a pill so the pain will go away for 30 minutes and then you're back to doing what you were doing before. It's about the practice is to keep you in that flow, to keep you in that energy, because this dimension is always going to try to pull you down. But if you can raise your frequency and you can rise above and look at your 3D, look at your desk, look at the people around you, look at what's happening, and you can see it from a much, much, much higher vibrational view, you can always find your way, but not when you're in the midst of what's going on and your frequency is so low that you begin to blend in like dots on a page. You'll never find your way out. Never.
Yeah, so eloquently stated. I mean, that was beautiful. You know, I mean, it's so powerful because, you know, one of the things that when you were talking that came to mind, you know, just when you have a practice that is authentic and solid and keeps you vibrating in a holistic framework, keeps you clear, keeps you rooted, and at the same time aspiring for that which is highest and higher.
Yes.
It reminds me of that movie that Will Smith did with his son. And in that movie, he made a statement that I thought was so profound. He said, danger is very real.
Yes.
But fear is a choice.
There it is. Powerful.
When you have a practice that keeps you locked into an element of yourself that you know cannot be tainted by any and all of what is around you or what is being thrown at you, that kind of foundation, you know, is
solid. You know, solid as a rock.
It's indestructible.
Yes.
It's indestructible.
Yes.
And you are in constant contact with your immortality through your divinity.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah, it's so true. And I can tell by just a response from coming from the chat room of everyone really, really, really just really being able to feel this in this time and really, really understand. Brother Wayne Chandler, I think it's amazing what you're doing at this time and really staying true to your practice. Because like many of us who have been getting this journey, you've been on this journey for a long time. And one of the things that sometimes come up is that we tend to think that those things that are old are no longer useful. Sometimes we look at them as just history, literally. Like, oh, that's what they used to do back then. I want you to talk about how there are things that are timeless and what makes these practices that you deal with, it puts it in a position where it steps outside of time.
No question, That's great. I mean, that's a great question. And when you look at that which is timeless and that is always applicable, that is always practical, you're looking at something that carries the universal template of which all things are designed.
Yeah.
So when you can find a practice that carries those specific templates or designs, then you have latched on to something that is truly, truly invaluable. And in that, it's timeless because it's a part of the very fabric that comprises our entire universal reality, because it is something that has disseminated out of source And therefore, because it disseminates out of source, it is in everything in the universe.
Everything.
So, it, you know, what we get, for example, in this, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to step on, you know, anybody's toes, you know, but we get a lot of fraudulent practices out here. I've seen them. I've been in them, you know, and I've always, after being there, upgraded to something that was much more effective, and it wasn't hard to upgrade. And when you can step out of something that isn't difficult to upgrade, you know, then you know that what you were in prior, you know, really left much to be desired.
So true.
You know, so a lot of the practices, you know, that individuals adhere to, and they really believe that, you know, they're doing something, and that's not to say that it doesn't carry some level of merit, you know.
Right.
Yoga carries, in its current expression, carries some level of merit. But I have seen yoga. I was around when yoga first came to the West. You know, I was here. I taught it. I was certified in it, you know. I've seen how yoga has changed from what it was when it first arrived to what it is now. And if you compare the two systems, what we're dealing with now is an empty vessel. It has become very, very superficial and very exercise-oriented. But the essence and the soul that really made the system what it was has been removed. The same thing with Tai Chi. You look at Tai Chi. What makes Tai Chi? Tai Chi is just a moving form of Qigong. And what makes Qigong real is Kachari Mudra, tongue connection. Because when you're moving in Tai Chi, you know, you're moving energy. That's the whole concept behind it, because Tai Chi is a martial art. And it's one of the internal arts that you are using to cultivate your energy so that you can project that energy from the palm. What they call death point striking or Denmark is all part of Tai Chi. No, but they don't teach tongue connection in Tai Chi. You know, just the movements.
Wow.
You know, so, and the same thing with Reiki. Reiki is the same.
So, so far away, and like you said, some of the missing components, really, would you say, Brother Wayne, the missing components are the ones that truly lack the activation of the individual who's doing the practice?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's by, it's by design. You know, I mean, and those practices, it's the game is phenomenal, you know, because when you embrace something that you actually believe you're getting some level of spiritual indoctrination. And you're not. Then that thing that you have embraced is completely and totally a distraction. And it keeps you in a place of neutrality, because you're thinking you're in a place of power, but you're really, really not. You think that you have developed a sense of personal power, but you really have not. And what I have found is that especially a lot of individuals in the yoga sector, you know, when they are challenged, they begin to see immediately that that which they thought was the personal power that they acquired was completely absent, and that it was all an illusion. And they buckle and they break immediately.
Wow.
And for the sisters, you know, the women out here that are on the program, you know.
Talk about the sisters, yes.
I want you to really have right now an understanding, you know, of the origin of yoga, because the yoga that is utilized today, vinyasa, anusara, you know, ashtanga, and even Iyengar, but not to the extent as the others. These were all systems, you know, I mean, that were developed, you know, as military, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when the British came in and ruled India, these levels or types or expressions of yoga were used basically as to replace calisthenics, which were Western-oriented. They wanted to give something to the Indian military, you know, that was cultural, could be used in a way to strengthen, create flexibility, you know, and a level of strength and internal power. Now, they do that, but they were designed in a masculine, linear format. So
they were
exactly. So when you apply energy, see, I look at everything energetically, everything. So the yoga that's being taught today, when women embrace this, there are very few women that can really get into this system of yoga and do it, become accomplished in it without injuring themselves and doing internal energetic damage to their bodies.
Yes.
Because what happens is that it's going to make your body linear. In making your body linear, you know, it's going to change the way that yin energy, that feminine energy flows through your system. And in doing that, it will literally make you, as a woman, weaker, because it's compromising your yin and replacing that yin with more yang energy, more masculine energy.
Wow. I could actually see that, because some of the moves, when them sisters is doing yoga, I'm like, I don't know how you can get your body. They're physically strong.
Yeah, because they have acquired and absorbed so much more masculine yang. You know, if you look at most of the women out here that are teaching those systems, they're all very linear, virtually have no curvature.
Yes.
And they're very sinewy, you know.
Yes.
They're muscular, but their muscles are very sinewy, you know. So don't. What I'm saying, you know, to the women, you know, on the call, don't, you know, just do because it's something that you're being taught. Do the research and find out what is the energetic significance or the energetic detriment to what it is that you're doing. Because so many of the systems out here, we have to remember where we are. You know, we are in the Kali Yuga. This is the age of illusion, which means the literal translation for Kali Yuga is the age of darkness. And it brings about the illusion of the world, you know. And it's not even just, you know, the Kali Yuga, you know, that is bringing it to task, you know. I mean, it's other systems that also identify, you know, this same particular cycle that we're in right now, and how detrimental this cycle is if you're not paying close attention. And we're not paying close attention at all.
Not at all. Not at all. It's, you know, it's funny about that. You know, we spend so much time, and we can just look around at our world, that at this time it's so much energy. I guess that's a nice way to say it, but I'll just keep it real. So much money is spent on people who are literally making themselves rich to help people stay present in the now.
No question.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that you could literally sit back and you could just focus on helping someone recognize the moment that they're in at this time? Because being present really is a challenge with so much going on in this 3D world. If you don't have any kind of practice, not only can you be thrust, like in the past, into the past or the future, we have other dimensions that people are being thrust in, and they can't keep themselves grounded to stay still, to stay in this moment for one moment.
That's right. There it is. There it is. That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, a practice is a must. And I definitely want to invite you guys to definitely go check out Brother Wayne Chandler. Go to wayneb.chandler.com, and you'll be able to find out everything. Don't worry. Everything is in the show notes if you download it. The website is there. Also, the information about his retreat that's going to be coming up in August. And this is a great time for you to find out all the information. It is located right here in South Carolina. You guys asked for it and you got it. You'll be able to speak with Brother Wayne Chandler to come out, brothers and sisters, to be able to do the work with Brother Wayne Chandler and his whole crew that's going to be at Noah's Ark in South Carolina. No worries if you don't know how to get there. That's what we got Google for. But it's August the 25th through the 30th. You can contact Brother Wayne Chandler and find out everything, and get yourself on a path for inner empowerment. It is so important at this time. Life activation is really what it's all about right now. And you have to be able to learn how to find your own light switch because light doesn't travel. And this is a great time for you to begin to build that story, to have true inner empowerment. So no matter what's going on the outside, you can take all of these things that you're doing, combine them together, and learn how to do your alchemy for inner empowerment. So I want you guys to do that. Brother Wayne Chandler, questions are getting crazy over here. Everybody wants to speak to you. So I think it's a great time that we take some calls here. If you have something else you want to say, certainly do that as well before we get ready to bring some callers on the line and talk to you.
I'm open. I'm ready for the calls.
He's ready, y'all. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Once you get on the phone line, press 1. If you're an international caller and you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, then I want you to go ahead and dial 646-652-2711. I also want to give some international shots out. So this will give you a few moments if you haven't got yourself in position to come on over and join us in the remix here, but I want to give acknowledgement to all of those international listeners that are listening from all over the world. So let's start. We have Thailand in the house tonight listening live, Belgium, Saudi Arabia. We have the Philippines, Egypt, Italy, Greece. We also have Australia, South Korea, Mozambique, Chile, Switzerland listening live. Puerto Rico is listening live. We have Japan in the house. Big shout out to everybody, the crew, Mark, who was in Japan as well. We also have Denmark listening live. We have Tanzania, Indonesia, Ghana. We also have Austria listening live. We also have India, Spain, the Bahamas is in the house live. We also have Trinidad, Jamaica, and Singapore, Barbados, Nigeria, Germany, the Netherlands, parts of South Africa, France, Turkey, Kenya, Canada, the United Kingdom always shows up in a big way, and of course all of you here in the United States as well, listening live with us here in the remix tonight. If I forgot anybody or any countries out there, please forgive. South Korea is listening, Bangladesh, Chile, Switzerland, and a couple of other countries. Really can't say your name. I don't want to screw it up, but we love that you're here, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.
United Nations of the Remix.
Yes,
that is just that's like too powerful, you know.
It
wow.
is. And someone in the chat room said Easter Island is here. Okay, well, we're all of you everywhere listening live.
Wow.
Just so good to have you guys on the platform tonight. If you're an international caller, I know we had some problems with that calling in, but dial 646-652-2711. We'll definitely try to catch you. I'll try to find you if you're here. It's a lot of people on the call. Press 1 if you can. If you're calling in, you can also call in via Skype as well, too, we'll get you on the phone line. So let's go to the phone lines. I'm just going to jump around here and take a few calls. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Going to come back. 203 looks like they're working hard. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 573. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Leslie. This is Dana calling from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. Greetings to you. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Yes, I was wondering. I've been experienced, I don't know if you call it telepathy or but I had this incident where I was at work and I was thinking about the park and I was like thinking about taking my nieces and nephews there, and I started to think about when me and my sisters used to play, we would play like this Mario Brothers game there, almost as if we were in the game, and one of my coworkers walked past me and he just starts whistling like the Mario Brothers song. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like, where did that song come from? He's like, it just popped in my head. As in the other incidents, like where I go to, let's say go eat at McDonald's or something. And I'm thinking in my mind, what I actually prefer, but I changed the meal to, before I speak to him or the worker there, I tell them what I actually, the lower calorie meal. But they end up giving me the meal that I was thinking of first.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, when things like that, and see, this, you know, you sit back and you ponder on this, and because you don't know what kind of perspective to put it in and how to place it, you know, within your overall reality. But you're really looking at the power that you carry as an individual. You know, these are all glimpses of your personal power and the abilities that you have that so many of us have, and especially at this particular time, because the veil between the different dimensional worlds and the various frequencies is getting thinner and thinner. And the thinner it gets, the more it will allow you to express your own innate fourth dimensional self. The more you express your fourth dimensional self, the more control you will have over everything in your three-dimensional realm, because that is our birthright. As a fourth dimensional, high vibrating individual, your birthright is to manipulate three-dimensional constructs at your will. So what you are getting a sense of and experiencing is that ability.
Yeah.
And it's going to get even more. It's going to get more profound.
Mm-hmm. And see, here's the purpose, if you can talk about this, Brother Wayne Chandler, which you did speak on it. This is why it's so important to have a practice. Because instead of this just happening by chance, you can start to place your own intention.
Exactly.
And like Brother Wayne Chandler was saying, and you can do that and know that you're doing it and create what you want to create and not have it happen by accident.
Right, exactly. You can apply intention behind that and make it a daily experience whenever you wish to bring that into being. And that is, that's what practices do, the correct practices, the right practices. That's
right.
Exactly what they do.
Yeah, you have to stop being the potential light and start being the light being. It's time for us to really become one with our higher self. As Brother Bilal said on the show Sunday, the marriage needs to happen between yourself and your higher self. You've got to become one. It's time to do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because as you can tell, it's going to happen anyway.
Right, right.
It's whether or not you're just going to let all of that energy float out into the ethers and be potential, or you're going to put intention with it and create it.
Right. No question. I mean, that's it. I mean, that is. I mean, it's – there's so much that's happening right now, you know, in the fabric of our designed environment, you know, that is shifting and changing and allowing these frequencies, you know, to move in and through so many human beings on the planet right now. And so many of these human beings have no idea as to what to do with these experiences that they're having, you know. And so if you don't have, you know, the proper guidance, you know, or guiding system that is around you with respect to individuals, you know, then it can be challenging. You know, it can definitely be challenging, you know, in terms of switching the light on and becoming the light being as opposed to becoming a potentiality.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully we'll see you at the retreat with Brother Wayne Chandler. Thanks so much for calling in. Peace and love.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's jump around here. Let's go to, let's go to 646, and it's quite a few of you, 646, so I'll say 6467. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Darren calling from Queens, New York.
All right. Greetings to you. Did you say Darren?
Darren. Would it be?
Baron, yeah. From Queens,
yeah.
New York. Okay. Greetings, Baron. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Basically, I just had to call. I didn't hear the first half of the show, but I just had to call to kind of confirm what the caller was saying prior to me. Which
okay.
I had like those same experiences where I go into like a McDonald's or something like that and I be thinking something else and I order something else and I get what I'm thinking. I just had to confirm that.
Okay. Mickey knows
he's on a roll, man.
I got a question. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's up with what's up with Mickey D's? All of y'all going to McDonald's? What in the world? I'm in the wrong dimension. Oh, my goodness.
And then I also had situations where, like, I could be thinking certain things and I call a remix, or I have certain kind of insights about things and I call it a remix, and it's exactly what the show is about. And like what the show is about right now, it's kind of like the realization I've been coming to like the last couple of days or week or so, that this world is that's mine is like I'm kind of in control of it, and how do I take charge of it is by doing certain steps as far as like it's basically everything all into one, you know what I mean, whether it's the law of attraction, cleaning your mind out, cleaning your space out in order to really see the full benefits and effects of it, you gotta like have a clear mind and clear space. So that's what the kind of like chain of thought that I was having.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We've actually gone a step further than just clearing. See, because one of the things, and I can just tell, that you've done a lot of clearing work.
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself, you know, if I clean my kitchen and I don't go back in there, what's making it dirty?
Yeah.
So we're actually talking about tonight how to activate and really get into a practice that really helps you elevate so you don't have to keep going in a clean kitchen and cleaning it.
Yeah.
That you can recognize that it's time to move into the living room and clean the living room because you already done cleaned the kitchen. Yeah. You on track. You on track. I do want to thank you for calling in and sharing that, though. Mm-hmm.
So how do I, like, I mean, maybe I should go back to the beginning of the show and see how do I really take control, because I kind of feel like I'm in control, but then it's like, like, what track do I need to go on, or if I'm on the right track, or...
Well,
I would give you, what I would do is give you a very, very easy, you know, practice that you can do, you know, which is when you want to, like, really begin, you know, to control, you know, or even express that level of intention, you know, in your everyday, you know, reality. Breathe from your lower abdomen.
Okay.
Take the tip of your tongue, connect it to the ridge that runs along the roof of your mouth, and use applied intention in terms of what it is that you're feeling, looking at, expecting, or you want to shift.
Okay.
You have, and this is true with the other sister as well, you know, you have certain chemical compounds that are now automatically being released into your bodies that literally lock into the activation of very specific energetic conduits or portals, you know, that opens you up to potentially a greater sense of transcendental awareness. Now, where we are, because the frequencies that are coming onto the planet are very, very powerful, and that's even more reason as to why you want to get an authentic, definitive practice in place that you can do on a daily basis. You don't want to walk out into the world when you get up, throw on your clothes, wash your face, you know, not necessarily in that order, but step out into the world, you know, just aimlessly. Before you step out into the world, you want to let the world know that you have an applied intention as to what you want it to deliver and bring to you. You don't want to just step out there haphazardly and let the reality of the world beat you down. You want to have it in your mind of what you would like to see on that particular day and what you would like to get from the world on that particular day. And that's how you begin to control your environment. Your thought, your mind, your consciousness is more powerful than anything.
Yes.
All you have to do is utilize applied intention and bring it into being.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give you one thing there with that powerful message Brother Wayne Chandler shared. I kind of see them like pop rock. Remember back in the day as kids, we used to eat the pop rocks, and then you would take a soda and drink it, and they would explode in your mouth. I see all of that in your energy field and all throughout your body that is in your body waiting to be activated. But I will share something with you, and I know Brother Wayne Chandler will agree with this too. You need to stop trying to take other people's light and do your own work. Because if you're biting off somebody else's shit, it's not going to activate you. You can breathe all you want. You can stick your tongue up. But that light switch is not going to come on. And then pop rocks ain't going to pop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you too powerful to even do that. stand in your own light, activate your own stuff within you. You will be able to sustain yourself and help those that you want to help in a better way by really, really working on your true, authentic blueprint and not someone else's.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love to you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Ms. Lou. Thanks, Paul Winchell.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Brother. Stay out of Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Stay out of Mickey D's. I don't know what's up with that. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm going to jump around calling in from area code 410. 410, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Sean Banks. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, greetings to you, Brother Banks.
How you doing, Miss Blue? How you doing, Brother Chandler?
I'm doing well, brother. How's it going?
Listen, I had to get through tonight because I just wanted to thank you, Brother Chandler, so much. And, of course, Miss Blue always, but in particularly you tonight because it was some time ago, I'm sorry, probably about a year ago, and I called into the show the first time I ever got on the line and got through, and you were on, and I said, I think I'm ready to go to another level, and I just need to know what I should do. And you said, you need a daily practice. And then everybody knows that you my guy because I must be saying your name. Oh, hey, Brother Chandler said this and Brother Chandler
yes,
said that, right?
You know.
So everybody knows. So when you on, people hit me saying, boy, on, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, okay, I got to call in, you know. And I just want to thank you, man, because I have learned so much and absorbed so much from listening to you. I bought your book. Only thing I'm mad about is I bought the digital version, and so I got a I bought a physical one, and then I was telling my friend about it. He took it, so I said I gotta get another one from Amazon again because you're coming to Baltimore, and I gotta get it so you can sign it for me, man. And I've been messing around with the Qigong. I've been looking in the rooms of all my children, trying to teach them how to keep their tongue up. It's just crazy. So, you know, Miss Blue, know I love her to death, and Brother Balad, that's my brother. But, like, talking to you is just make me feel like it's just amazing to me the amount of knowledge you have spread and shared. I mean, I know it's just to me. I'm sure it's hundreds and thousands and millions of people as well. But I personally, on behalf of all of them, I got to thank you. You know, I'm going to thank you in person, too, when you come, you know.
I appreciate that, brother. I really do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. You know, you just so powerful. So many things I've learned, and I'm so glad I got the chance, you know, to get on the show tonight and just express that to you because it's important. Oh. I've been on the remix now and brought the show. About 1320, and you were the one that exposed me to it even in the first place. So yeah. I just want to say, man, just thank you for everything you've done and just your spirit and your calmness. You know, I'm always thinking about you and, you know, in different situations, and I'm like, man, you know, I know I handle that kind of rah-rah, you know what I'm saying, because that's my energy, you know what I'm saying, and I'm trying to grow to the point where I can be a little more smooth with it. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to say thank you, man. That's just all I can. It's just a tremendous amount of gratitude. And very few times these days it seems like we wait till people go ahead and transition and start saying, oh, that was great. No, that was my guy. But, you know, I'm blessed because I get to tell it to you now. You know, that's how I feel.
Hey, and I get to a really, really appreciate it now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a beautiful and powerful thing.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. So, thank you so much for calling
me. And I need to find out where are you going to be when you come here to Baltimore?
Yeah. I don't know right off the top of my head.
Okay. Right.
That's a good question, though.
That's all right. No problem. I'll find out somehow. I'll make sure I get that. Don't worry about that. But you know, I'm excited. So I just want to say thank you, man, you know.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing you, brother. And, yeah, keep living strong.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you. I had to get my book. All right, thanks, Ms. Blue.
All right, you're welcome, Dr. Banks. Peace and blessings. Peace right, and love. Peace. Hold the line. Oh, wow, that's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Oops. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, I'm Wayne Chandler. This is Debbie from Georgia.
Okay. Greetings to you from Georgia.
My question was, I do have a difficult time keeping with practices, daily practices. But once I'm activated and I'm going through daily routine of life, it's easy for me to get deactivated. And I just wanted some suggestions on that.
Yeah, and that's always going to be because it's a matter of you want to, there's a hump, you know, that we all have to get over. And as Funkadelic said, I guess really it was George Clinton in specifics, without no humps, there'd be no getting over, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, you want to stay with it. You know, and there are going to be times when you're going to fall off, as they say, the wagon, you know, but you always want to be able to get back on that and continue that journey. And each time you do that, it's going to get easier and easier to stay on that wagon or to stay on that horse. The thing that you want as you begin to acquire more and more solidarity in your practices and in your direction with your practices is you're going to begin to learn how to utilize, and I really don't know which practices you're doing, but, you know, you're going to learn how to, like, really utilize certain key practices that will allow you to function and maintain a certain level of flow and continuity in your daily environment. One of the things I was talking to the brother that just got off the call, or the brother before the brother that just got off the call, not Dr. Banks, but the brother prior, we underestimate Kachari Mudra because we don't really have an understanding of what it does. But just in any kind of emotionally intense situation that may arise suddenly, just to have Kachari Mudra engaged and just stop in the moment breathe with that, it will send a charge of balance through your entire energetic system that will clear your mind and allow you to respond to whatever the situation may be and to do so with absolute clarity. All you have to do is just stop and be present.
Because that's exactly what happens when I it becomes my response becomes unclear, and so then I go mute.
Yeah.
Now I'm unconnected.
And a lot of that is because, I know Brother Wayne Chandler will speak on this to show you how that practice will allow the energy to flow through you, because normally we have been conditioned to stop emotions. So it causes the body to almost go in shock.
Right.
Instead of allowing it to flow through you. It's nothing wrong with being angry, but you can't hold anger in your body.
Right.
it's got to flow through you. But if you can't even acknowledge what you're feeling, and there's a sense of denial that's happening, that you won't even acknowledge what's going on, that's what causes the mute, and that's also what causes the rage, because eventually it builds up and it explodes in your body. And if it doesn't explode outwardly, it starts to impact your physical body. That physical body, it goes into your organs. We've heard Brother Wayne Chandler tell us all of that about that. It settles inside your organs in your body, in your heart, in your neck, in your throat, in your eyes. It settles in your body because that energy has nowhere to go. It's almost like if you've ever heard somebody shoot a gun or a firecracker real close and you go deaf for a second, and it takes you days to get your hearing back, because you were so close to the explosion. So these are literally explosions going on in the body, because we have all of this electricity inside of our body that we are in shock. So the process,
I don't know why it's so hard. Why it's so hard for me.
It's not just you. It's not just you.
It's not.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
You want to engage, because when you engage Kachari Mudra, it's moving through a circuit that feeds the very roots of the chakra system. Now, the chakras activate and organize all of the hormones and chemical compounds that are being secreted by the endocrine glands. The chakras and the endocrine system, or what they call the ductless glands, have a very intimate relationship with one another. So when you talk about emotional upheaval occurring in the body, the hormones and the chemical compounds that are released into the body are coming from that particular glandular system. So when you connect the tongue, you bring ease and flow through that specific current that undergrids all of those particular chakras and overrides that particular glandular system, and now you're working with a lot more balance. Anger in itself can like stay in the body for 7 days. So for 7 days, anger is literally doing and creating havoc in your glands, in your organs, in just the general tissues of your body, brain tissue. 7 days. You know, if you stop and you think about how and what you become when you get angry, the reason is because as soon as you get angry, your body manufactures an enzyme that lowers IQ and consciousness immediately. That's why when you're angry, you can say the things that you say and do the things that you do. And then after you move out of that space, you look back on yourself in that situation and you ask yourself, who was that? How could I do that?
Yes.
How could I
yes.
say that? Oh, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to do that. You know, anger lowers IQ and consciousness.
Yes.
So you want to allow, as Ms. Blue said, flow. That flow comes through engaging Kachari Mudra, and again, just breathing from the lower abdomen and being in the moment and letting that energy flow through.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you for calling in. And no, you're not alone. we're all here learning together. You're not alone.
Yeah,
thank you.
It seems like it's easier for some people to outspoken.
Some people may be.
Yeah, but that, you know, anger has no discrimination. Anger doesn't discriminate, not at all. You know, it has no discrimination. One of the things I will tell you is, reach out to your father.
He doesn't want to be reached.
Well, you can still reach out to him.
I try. I'll continue. You know, I haven't given up, but that relationship has just always been distant and on his time.
Yeah, but I want you to know that that's really what's at the heart of it, you know? And I see you there, you know, wanting your father to love and hold you and embrace you. But you can send love to anybody. They don't have to send it back.
Right.
You send your love. You do what you want to do. You can send your love. You're a loving, beautiful sister. And this thing with your father is causing all of this disruption inside your body, inside your mind, and now you're manifesting it in your physical reality.
I didn't know that. I've just always just, I don't know. I always try to do what I can as far as.
But you do know. Yeah. But reach
out.
We
push ourselves into a place of neutrality. So we convince ourselves that it doesn't really matter and that the response not coming back, you know, is insignificant, you know, that it really doesn't matter. But you have to stop and think about how long and how much energy you have put into creating that reality for yourself. And that's not necessarily the real reality at all.
That's right, because remember, everything is matter.
Right.
You cut your father off like you cut your own words off. So you'll have a thought, and then you'll stop. So reach out. Tonight when you're laying down in bed, imagine just your heart sending him love, and I guarantee you, you will wake up feeling better. You will wake up.
And he'll receive that. He'll get
that. Oh, yes. He'll get it.
And that's going to soften. That's going to soften whatever the resistance and the shield that he carries, that's going to soften that shield substantially and allow you to make a lot more connection.
Yeah. Yeah. We're multidimensional beings. And so you can speak to your father, love him on a whole nother dimension, and he will receive it, and so will you. So peace and love to you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love. All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace and blessings. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings to you, Elizabeth from Atlanta. You got a question for Brother Wayne?
I'm just grateful for you, Miss Blue. Thank you so much for all that you share and that you do. And Brother Wayne, thank you so much. Me and my daughter have been practicing the tongue to the roof of our mouth, and it has enhanced our awareness so much. And we've been doing it for the past 3 months. And everything I do when I'm driving, with just whatever I do, tongue to the roof.
There it is. You see, that's somebody that really gets it. Let me tell a story real quick. And I usually, I wouldn't want to put my business all out in the street, but I'm gonna tell a story real quick.
Okay.
I'm driving back from D.C. This was about 2 weeks ago. I'm driving back from Washington, D.C., and, you know, I'm just, you know, moving through the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Always have my tongue engaged, you know, especially when I'm on the turnpike, because I drive a little faster than the speed limit. Now, Pennsylvania, for people that have driven through Pennsylvania, you know that the police and on the Pennsylvania Turnpike do not play. I mean, these cats will drop out of trees along the side of the road in cars and come after you, and you're wondering, where in the hell did that cat
come from?
You know, I mean, I've seen them perched up on little mountaintops, you know, and just swoop down in their car, you know, and they're like right on you. So, but I'm good. I mean, I'm really, really good. I don't get speeding tickets, and I speed all of the time. So I'm on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which the speed limit is between 60 and 65, depending on what part of the turnpike you're on. I'm doing like about 75, right? So all of a sudden, you know, I've gone through already three speed traps, you know, because I just shoot out my intuition and just
and
know
have,
where they're going to be.
Yes,
by the time
yes.
I roll past them, I'm doing the speed limit. But this one particular place, I'm going up this mountain, kicking it, listening to Santana. And all of a sudden, I completely lose track of the speed that I'm going. I get to the top of the hill, and on the right-hand side is a policeman in the car just waiting. And I'm like, I look at my speedometer. It's like 85 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, my God. And then the speed limit was 60. So, like, I'm going, that's like that reckless endangerment. You know, when you when you're driving like 15 miles and or over the speed limit, that's reckless endangerment. So, you know, that you could end up in jail
in
as well
jail.
As yeah. That's you know. So, he pulls out. I'm going, damn. You know, my tongue is connected. I say I'm not going to make him chase me. I pull over to the side. He pulls up behind me, sits in his car for a while, gets out, comes over, license registration. Bam, give him license registration. Okay, he goes back to the car, sits in the car for a while, comes back. He says, Mr. Chandler, I'm going to give you just a warning. And that's going to be like $25, no points on your license or anything like that, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you have 10 days to send it in. You know, you can accept it or you, you know, can, you know, refute it. You know, it's up to you, whatever you want to do. But, you know, I'd send it in. I'm not going to give you a ticket for speeding, you know, because that's a whole nother thing. So please slow down, Mr. Chandler. He turned around and walked away. I sat there and I said, oh, my God. What the hell just happened here, you know? Because, and he wasn't a brother, so, you know, I couldn't play that card, you know? And I'm going, okay, what just happened? Because this cat sits in that spot all day waiting to catch somebody like me.
And you admitted to speeding because you pulled over.
No question. No question, you know. So I just, I said, you know, that's it, divine intervention, you know.
Verity.
And that's what you attract to yourself when you rolling with Kachari Mudra.
Beautiful, beautiful, I love it. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Hold the line. Oh, that was beautiful. Wow. We're going to go to the next caller. I believe it is a Skype caller. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking for you. I'm looking here. I think I can find you. Let's see. Here we go, going to La Blue.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Hi, can you hear me?
We
can
certainly
hear you.
Can. You want to tell
Miss Blue.
Hey,
and
La Blue.
Brother Wayne, your Remix family. Oh, I'm loud. Oh.
That's okay. You got a question for Brother Wayne?
Well, I kind of want to go off topic a little bit. Something I've been wondering about lately, and that's spiritual contracts and all that kind of stuff. And I want to hear your take on all of that.
Well, we talked about spiritual contracts, you know, a little bit in the beginning of the program, and you know, we come here with them, you know, and how they manifest themselves is in a variety of different situations and environments, you know. So you have contracts with individuals that are intimately, you know, in your life. you have contracts, you know, with how you are actually going to be moving through, living, and creating your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, a spiritual contract can manifest itself in a variety of different ways and express itself in a number of different textures, you know, and it's all about the different things, the mode of operation, how you're engaged or how you're not engaged, what you need to do to become engaged, you know,
yeah.
because there's still work that needs to be done in the developing the understanding of the contracts that you have.
Yes.
You know, if you have something that you're doing on a daily basis and you find that you are in the way of yourself, then there's a contract involved in there somewhere. You need to find out the source of that and get it out the way so you can get out the way of what you need to be doing with yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Very powerful. Because, you know, we're in that time, like you were talking about, Brother Wayne Chandler. We spoke about it earlier. For the first time in the history of humanity, we're able to release ourselves from a lot of these spiritual contracts that
right.
we came. You're able to free yourself from ancestral ties, from even agreements that we made for ourselves that we have changed. You're able to do that.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are feeling very lost right now because you're in a place where you're kind of like back in school again. It's almost like graduating from high school and going to college. You might have been the smartest kid in high school, but in college you're feeling real dumb because you're the freshman again.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And so this technology that's coming in, it's coming in through a source of light. So we have all new codes that need to be written so that we can decipher what we set out to do for ourselves. And so a lot of people are feeling lost. So these practices are so important to understand who you are. Because a lot of us, we're getting to a place, I know I tell you guys all the time, I love being the new beginner. Because we're really at the beginning stage of learning ourselves all over again. At a more deeper subatomical level, a level that we've never been able to expose ourselves to yet. But we have a choice even in that. You know how the song goes, you can get with this or you can get with that.
You can get with that.
That's right. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Beautiful question, La Blue. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line. Yeah, you could get with this or you could get with that. You could stay in the old world in the dark or you could come in the light. It's
That's
totally
right.
up to you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 419? We're going to come back, 419. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, wow. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Nexi from Boston.
Okay. You said Nexi?
Yes.
Okay. Greetings, Nexi. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Yes, I do. I was just wondering where I could go to find out where you're going to be in the United States for this upcoming, I guess, retreat or something.
Yeah. My website has an events page, and it basically has my calendar on there. The retreat itself is going to be in South Carolina, and
mm-hmm.
it's the 24th of August, and it's a week long, and it's going to be very, very powerful, you know, if I say so myself. one of the, you know, well, you know, because one of the things I've started doing is I tell people, when you come to my retreat, if you are not transformed and you're stepping out and away from the retreat in another vibrational frequency, if that has not happened, I'll give you your money back.
Well, I can just tell you.
Find out.
That's how, you know,
powerful,
assured I am. Yeah. Of
yeah. Well, you know, judging from the stories I hear, nobody ain't getting their money back.
And I can find out, like, how much it is and everything on
sure.
your website?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. It's www.waynebchandler.com.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm really interested in this. I feel like I've been one of the people that's been kind of going crazy. back and forth between almost this, like, zen, but then, you know, something can happen, and I kind of just feel like lose my sanity, you know? And I didn't really understand much of the share in regards to, like, when you're talking about the neutral zone and I guess how we aren't, there is no neutral zone anymore, and now we have to, like, I guess, either be full of joy and just following our intuition and our hearts, and being in that vibration, and then things would come, or if it's, I really wasn't clear, but I just basically feel like I've been doing this, you know, and I'm trying to find something to, I guess, something to stabilize me. And,
yeah, you have a lot of, and this is one of the really big lessons, you know, for all of us, you know, in the world today, is that when we come across and upon challenges of this nature, a lot of times we begin looking outside in the external environment as to what it is that is creating this within us. But a lot of times it's things that are just happening within us that we are actually resisting. There's certain things that are trying to occur. There's certain truths. There's certain levels of awareness that are beginning to happen, and there is resistance. And a lot of times it's the resistance, unconscious resistance, that we have to the budding of new realities and awarenesses within our own being that creates these issues and problems that we manifest in the world around us. You know, so, you know, you want to be able, you know, to really do some serious self-exploration, you know, and come to a place, you know, and ask yourself, you know, what kind of phobias are you dealing with, you know? Are you carrying unconscious fears, you know, about specific things that you should be doing, could be doing, things that you are not doing that you want to be doing, you know? You know, because as subtle as they may seem to be, you know, those are very, very deliberate and very powerful, you know, programs that are running.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, like I'm blocking something, but I'm not really sure what it is, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm somewhat even getting, like, a smidgen of a taste of what it's like to be in line with that energy, and but I still feel like I'm struggling with knowing what exactly it is that I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Come
on down. Brother Wayne Chandler will definitely put you on the right track, you know? One of the things is you're definitely looking for love in all the wrong places because you're not going to find it outside of yourself. It only exists within you. And once you can activate that love inside of yourself, you will see that you have so much love and support around you. But it's hard to see something that you can't find from within.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's I hesitate, you know, with certain things, you know, because I guess I'm not sure of myself.
Yeah, you're so afraid of being hurt. You're so afraid of being hurt that you hurt yourself all over every day.
Mm. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
really
you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's really, it's I mean, the reality we live in is
yeah.
it's so multifaceted, and there's so many games that are being played simultaneously, you know. And
yeah.
So for so many of us, it's very difficult to get a handle on how we need to operate, you know. So
yes.
You bring somebody into the mix who is very, very emotionally sensitive. Now,
yes.
That individual will be looked upon by others as being very unstable, you know, and they will look at themselves as being unstable, you know, because they are so emotionally, you know, sensitive, and they can activate any emotional field immediately at the drop of a hat.
It's so
powerful. It is, but see, they don't understand,
yeah.
and let alone understand that they are just a step away from the doorway
yes.
to the divine.
Yes.
You know,
so,
all it needs is to get that practice and learn how to cultivate that.
That sister right there is an amazing healer.
No question, because
She's
I can feel the level of sensitivity
yes.
in her
yes.
that is profound.
It is.
It's profound.
Yes. It is so, her whole energy field is she will be able to do her work and find that light within. Then she'll be able to project it. I know that for sure because
yeah.
that once was me. So I understand that energy.
I got
where
you yeah.
can feel everything, everything,
yeah.
everything. So a lot of times, like you were saying, what we see or think is a weakness at this point is really our best miracle. We
no
just
question.
Haven't learned
our greatest
how to work
strength.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, we just haven't learned how to use it yet.
Right.
We don't know how
right.
to use it. So it becomes out of balance. If I'm holding some nunchucks, had to use that one, and I'm trying to work with nunchucks, I'm going to beat myself up because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. That's beautiful. I would love to see that sister's outcome. I really hope she calls us back and, yeah, check back in. Would love for you to go to the retreat. That is going to be amazing for you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
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 Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Lakeeba. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you. Oh, you calling from South Carolina. What part of South Carolina? You don't have to, you know, don't give the back cave away, but, like, where are you at?
Oh, I'm from a small town near Beaufort, South Carolina.
Okay.
Like,
down.
Okay.
Yeah, down in South Carolina. But I'm shocked because I didn't actually know that I actually clicked on the line. I was listening to y'all, but I actually been listening to the show for quite a while. And
okay.
I've been emailing you, Miss Blue, because I was trying to get a reading from you.
I know.
And I just recently started listening to Mr. Chandler, and I was listening to when he's talking about the retreat that's coming up in August, and I really want to come. I'm just hoping that I can actually afford to pay for it so I can come.
Of course you can.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that, you know, I want to say to everybody out there, you know, you don't have to drop everything at once. You know, I mean, we have like payment plans where you can pay incrementally, you know. I mean, a lot of times people think that they have to, like, pay, like, you know, full fare, you know, drop the whole thing all at once, and that's just not the case, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it. We can create a payment plan. I have payment plans for a lot of the people that have inquired about the retreat.
Beautiful.
Okay. That's good. But I just really want to say that I started listening to this talk show ever since the beginning of last year in 2013, and I've been listening to a lot of videos, and I just discovered a whole totally new world, and I'm
beautiful.
Yes. It, everything just blows my mind, and I'm really trying to get into a lot of practice and stuff, but I really have a lot of things going on, just everyday living day-to-day things that's going on, and I really, really want to get into this information. I really, really want to get connected and to my higher self, but I'm kind of lost. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, give yourself credit. If you are here, you are definitely on the right path. You know, wanting to go to this retreat, you heard, if you've been listening, then you heard what Brother Wayne Chandler said. He doesn't really do retreats. And if you go back and look through the archives and look on his website, you will see that he travels all over the world, but he don't do too many things here, retreats here,
yeah,
or have done retreats. And what is the likelihood that he is coming to your state?
Okay.
You understand?
Oh my God.
We have to start giving ourselves credit and give as much energy into doubting ourselves. And I know it's not easy to make that shift into believing and knowing what we can do for ourselves. I'm going to give you a tip. Just stay out of Mickey D's. I'm not saying you go all the time, but it's a Mickey D night. I'm just going to call y'all out. Take that Mickey D money and start putting it to the side. And in August, you will be able to go see Brother Wayne Chandler and be on your way.
I sure will. I will do that.
All right?
I will. I definitely will. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And kiss the babies. Have a good one. Yeah, y'all stay out of Mickey D's. Y'all could all go. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm just going to jump around here, you guys. Calling in, and I don't think I got this caller yet. Calling in from Erica 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Benita from Detroit.
Okay, Benita from Detroit. You got a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Yes, I do, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to speak to Brother Chandler. I watched you have a meal on the internet, and it was awesome. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, he's
how
the man.
How calm and how spiritual.
Yes.
Your meal was. But I wanted to ask a question about the yoga. You spoke about how the yoga changes the body into a linear.
Yeah, it makes energetically, the energetic quality of energy that's generated by the type of yoga that's being practiced today is a very linear type of energy. It creates a very linear wave, you know, in the body, which means that it really fights against a woman's yin, you know. So from that, you know, from a woman's yin, she gets a lot that basically allows her to be a woman and express her femininity to, you know, its max, you know. But with this type of system that so many women are practicing today, it really incorporates a very significant masculine dynamic and brings that into the mix and begins to literally dampen and remove much of the yin that, you know, women naturally carry. So in doing that, you know, it just changes, you know, the whole inner landscape, you know, of a woman's energetic matrix, you know, and she begins to function and receive, you know, like just signals and experiences in a very different fashion, because just the feminine being the receptive, you know, vehicle, you know, when that energy begins to shift and change and has more of a masculine tone and texture to it, you know, then the ability to receive that type of information and those signals coming from various planes in operation are going to be different.
Okay, is there any way to protect the yin? And the yin, the feminine yin that you're speaking of, it's under attack in other ways as well, right?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Because we live in a very patriarchal culture,
yes.
You know. So yes. The mere fact that, you know, you're in a patriarchal culture, you know, is, you know, basic proof that, you know, your femininity, your yin, is always, you know, under assault. And there are a variety of different ways that that takes place on a daily basis. And it goes beyond just, you know, how the feminine is captured and maintained within human form. It extends
right.
into the whole general environment.
Mm-hmm. Because everything has a masculine and feminine side. Everything
right.
on the planet does.
You know, so, I mean, it's really a battle against nature, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a battle that extends all the way into the cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have my own personal practice, and I make a point of practicing before I go to a yoga class, and I don't want to lose my femininity at all. So what should I – are there any other things that I do to protect myself?
I mean, there are a lot of things that you can that you can do.
You can get with Brother Yasir Hotep.
yeah.
And take some Kabetic yoga.
Yeah, he teaches a form of yoga that is balanced, genderly balanced, gender-based balanced, you know. So it incorporates the masculine and the feminine in ways that are really healthy, you know, for the body and will develop not only the external, you know, factions and factors, you know, within the body, but also the internal aspects, you know, of the body as well, because he focuses a lot on using the breath in ways along with the postures and the movements, you know, that allow the body to maintain, you know, basically its own integrity, you know, of what it is, based locked in the expression of a gender, you know, framework.
Okay, I thank you so very much, and I hope to see you in August.
Please, if you see me in August, then I mean you'll learn everything you need to create that kind of balance, because the sisters that are there at the retreat are like, you know, the bomb. I mean, they have a whole science that's just that.
Well, I'm looking forward. And many blessings.
Many blessings
to
you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love. Hold the line. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. It looks like a lot of folks, a lot of the remix is going to be joining you there. That's going to be very powerful as well. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 818, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 818, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. Oh, this is Amira. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Amira. How are you?
I am great. Tonight's share is amazing. Thank you, Miss Blue and Wayne Chandler. Everything that you said, it really just culminated from the past 2 weeks shows to a big block that I saw that I was creating for myself. And I'm like, wow, I see exactly where I am. At first, I was in that foggy void state, and it all was clear for me. I was like, oh my goodness, I have been in my own way, and it was my intellect that was actually in the way.
Mm.
Yeah, intellect is really
listening
good at
to
doing
the shows. Yes, listening to the shows, and you think, yes, oh, I get it. And as you say, doing the work. It was, and I've been actually, my cards have been telling me, number one has been coming up, do your work, meditate, do your work, and I've gotten all the signs, got the books, but I was not doing the work. I wasn't doing the energetic work. I was doing the intellectual work. I was not doing the actual physical work, which goes into me being grounded, which has been my main thing. And I was like, wow, I'm clear. I'm here. I'm present. I'm here. I get it.
that's
such a easy trap, you know. I mean, it's because we live in a very left brain, left hemispherically oriented culture, you know.
Yes.
And so, it's so much easier to embrace, you know, the intellectual as opposed to, like, you know, the right hemisphere, the feminine mind is about doing. It's about the practice.
Yes.
You know, it's about bringing and creating, you know, and bringing that to the table. And the left hemisphere, the masculine mind, is all about the illusion and pretending that you're doing something and pretending that you're bringing something to the table. You know, where in actuality, you're not really doing that at all.
It was made very, it was a very harsh reality. Like, wow, I haven't been doing my work.
Well, I'm going to ask the impeccable question now. So now what?
So now I have to do the work. And my younger daughter, we were listening to the show, and she was like, oh, I like this show tonight. I see exactly what you were talking. Like, I literally just told her, like, I just realized some major, you know, basically some major blind spots. I was doing the work and reading, but I wasn't actually physically doing the work. Even when I was getting those signs, I was not actually physically applying them. And, you know, the universe, through all of my life, I've looked at this. It's always had to be those hard, you know, like, it has to be a devastating thing for a mirror to finally wake up. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. And I wanted to ask a question in regards to the Charamudra. How is that connected to a place in the brain called the amygdala?
The amygdala.
And what course? How is that connected to the amygdala?
Well, Kachari Mudra creates a circuit that flows throughout the body. So when you begin to, like, really do specific practices that are designed, you know, for the expression, you know, of Kachari Mudra, that energy disseminates into every part of your body. It activates in every system. It moves into every cell. You know, when you start dealing, if you want to deal specifically with the activation of the amygdala, because, see, the amygdala has meridians that connect directly into the pituitary, you know, and so when you begin to do specific types of practices that activate amygdala response, you activate pituitary response, which activates, of course, the ajna. Then you get this relationship between the ajna chakra and the pituitary gland, and the pituitary gland begins to secrete pituitrin and another, biochemical substance called anandamide. And anandamide is that substance like DMT, dimethyltryptamine, that is transcendental. It takes one into higher states of consciousness. The key practice for activating the amygdala and turning on the pituitary is kidney breathing and kidney packing.
Which is where my weak spot is, and I see in the amygdala, it was revealed to me, like, that is, it's an area that I've impacted because I've been doing this work that I thought was, you know, I wasn't doing the physical, so it was intellectual. And it was harming my amygdala. And I just broke down. I looked up the word, and I was like, wow, it's all right here. You see, your emotions, you have not been experiencing emotions. And someone asked me today as I was talking, and they said, so how are you? They said, are you introvert or extrovert with your emotions? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm an introvert with my emotions, which means that they're inside, and I see that I'm not expressing them. So it was clear, and the fact that I got through just lets me know the universe is telling me, okay, you know now, do your work. the work. And I am, a few major things transpired this week to show me that if you don't, you have everything that you need. You have to do the work. It's the physical work. Like, what are you waiting for? You know, your intellect can only take you so far. So I thank both of you. I thank everybody who's been on the remix that has, you know, been doing their work and continues to, you know, just, you know, push us to do our, you know, nobody can make me do my work, but you give us the information.
That's right.
And you, you know, motivate us by doing your work. And so I thank you, and that just made everything so clear. And I know that my daughter's listening to this, and, you know, I told her, call tonight because you need to listen to this because she's going through some things. And even just looking at her chart on one level, I told her exactly what it is. And it's reflected because I know I saw my chart, what I'm going through. So I was like, we have, like, now is the time we have to do our work. Seriously.
Yes, it is beautiful. Thank you so much for calling and being that witness for us here tonight. Thank you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the amygdala is really, you know, very interesting gland because, I mean, it's the gland that registers, you know, high vibrational transcendence, and at the same time, it's the gland that also registers fear in the body.
Yes.
You know,
and it's hard for the mind to tell the difference between the two.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, that same feeling you get when you're excited and you on a whole nother level. It's the same feeling you get when fear comes on. And if you really aren't grounded, you can't tell the difference. But, you know, one of the things that I love so much about the work that you've been doing, because this isn't something new, and sometimes what happens is when getting into a practice or getting into spirituality, like you said, it's very easy in this 3D world to kind of get locked into intellectualizing, like the sister was saying, that you're doing something.
Right, sure.
And by all intents and purposes, you are, but it's kind of like throwing a ball 2 feet away from you versus throwing a ball 10 miles away from you.
Right.
So there is very big difference. And I think a lot of times what happens, we become so self-centered, even though we know that connecting with yourself, knowing yourself, is one of the most important things that we can do. But that can't even be done from a conscious perspective. This is why subconscious work is so important as well. Meditation is so important as well.
Right.
Being able to ground yourself and center yourself. Because we operate, and sometimes I look at this, I'll give this analogy, and you could tell me if you could relate to this. I have these crazy analogies, but it's like going to the doctor, and I'll just use this because it's one that probably most of us can relate to. And the doctor telling you you need to have surgery, and you sit down with this doctor and say, okay, so I need to have surgery. Can you just tell me what I need to do, and I'll go do it? We think that's all it takes. Just tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it. But we have to recognize that all of us is holding a divine space on this planet. And teachers, masters like yourself who've come back to the planet to do this as a part of your major work, it's a reason that we come to you. Because a lot of these experiences that may have taken us, and some of us, let's be honest, many, many lifetimes that we've had with Brother Wayne Chandler, we still don't get it. Because we want to take the tools and then try to go do it on ourselves before we have even taken the place as the student.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I mean, culturally speaking, I mean, this culture is just enshrouded, you know, in the illusion, you know, of you know, pretense, and it does it with a level of mastery, you know, that is immeasurable. You know, I mean, I sometimes just have to stop and just tip my hat, you know, I mean, a war hat, but tip that to, you know, just the design. And the intrinsic blueprint, you know, of this place and how it operates, because it can create so many incredible distractions. It can give the illusion and create the idea, you know, that you are really, you know, achieving and obtaining something. And, you know, because the culture, you know, one of the two battles that have been going on this planet, you know, for the last you know, several thousand years, you know, has been the removal of love and replacing
yes.
that fear.
Yes.
You know, and with fear, you know, is ego. Fear and ego are in bed with one another. You know, they're,
yes.
they're you know, different sides of the same coin.
Yes.
You know, so where there is extreme ego, you're going to find fear because ego
yes.
is the illusion completely and totally. And so in this culture, you know, we are conditioned to grasp and look for a certain type and quality of power that is very ego-centered and ego-driven. Once
yes.
you attach yourself to that type and quality of internal power, because it is stemming from the ego, the power is an illusion. It doesn't exist at all.
Right.
It's all
right.
centered in the left hemisphere of a person's reality, you know, in the left hemisphere, in the intellectual mind. That's why a person that has really done the work, that has developed a spiritual internal practice that stems from right hemispheric, you know, integration,
yes.
they're coming and have locked into a real place that expresses the reality of what and who they are as a divine being. And
yes.
that's true, authentic personal power, having that
true.
Connection to Source.
So true. So true. And the truth about it is it has no other choice but to show up in this reality. It will
yeah.
show itself. It will show itself in an area of your life. It will show itself very bright. It will not be dull. It will be bright. Yeah,
yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. 615? I think they're on delay, so I'm going to give them a moment. Maybe not.
I think they're on the other line, you know.
I hear myself talking in the background, so they must have, I don't know if they had it on speaker or whatever. I want us to continue to talk. Everyone is really loving the share here tonight, Brother Wayne, and I want to give out your website one more time. I know a lot of people are interested and should very much be in finding out about the retreat that you're going to be doing in South Carolina on August the 25th. Through the 30th, as well as all the other things that you do as well. So all you have to do is go over to www.waynebchandler.com, and you'll find lots of goodies there. Where Brother Wayne Chandler is, where in the world is Brother Wayne Chandler, you'll find out where he's going next, what's going to be going on, and also some great information, just if maybe you've heard something tonight that interests you, something that you want to learn more about when it comes to your healing, when it comes to you activating your life activation, because ultimately that's what we're doing, is really connecting with ourselves and activating that in our life, not just in our minds. Not in our minds having a beautiful world, but truly being able to recognize that everything that we've created is in the same place. It's in balance. We shouldn't only be able to find happiness on the inside. Happiness should be able to filter its way everywhere. Everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe we have 22 minutes left in the forum? Wow, time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to check the line for international callers. If you are on the line, 646-652-2711, please press 1 so that we know and I can find you, because there's quite a few people on the line. Brother Wayne Chandler, I want you to talk about some of the things that is coming up as far as us as individuals when it comes to our children. I noticed something this particular weekend. I have a friend that is a doctor, and she worked in the emergency room. And she said this whole month, it has been nothing but babies and children in the emergency room. I want you to speak about some things that are going on, and why do you think that that has been heightened at this time, and are there some other things that we can look for that's going to be shifting and changing and heightened?
Oh, definitely. You know, one of the things, and I spoke about this, or we spoke about this at the very beginning, you know, of the program, and that was the Cardinal Grand Cross. And what that means and signifies is that the cardinal signs in the zodiac, you know, are going to be channeling a very specific type of energy upon the planet. And this energy is going to be reflective of their nature, whatever those characteristics are that they bring to the table. So one of those cardinal signs is the sign of Aries. Another is the sign of Cancer. Another is the sign of Libra, and then the sign of Capricorn. So with Aries right now, all you have to do is look at, well, what does Aries deal with? Aries is what was in Roman, you know, lore, you know, Aries was the god of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you look around the planet right now, that's all you're seeing everywhere.
Yes.
And it's escalating more and more. So when we talk about the underlying factors that begin to create, you know, the events that take place on our planet, this Cardinal Grand Cross is playing that major role. So we can literally look for an escalation, you know, in all areas of the world, you know, where there has been tension to any degree, and that tension is now going to mount. You know, Israel, I believe it was just today, you know, began a bombing, you know, the Gaza Strip.
Yes.
You know, what's going on in Iraq and Iran, and what's happening in the Ukraine, and just with the plane that was shot down, I believe it was just yesterday.
Malaysia,
that plane that was shot down, you know, over Ukraine, you know. So the level of tension is going to grow, like, just significantly between various countries, and it's going to be brought into a place where, you know, wars are going to be standard, you know, standard cosmic issuance of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Cancer, you know, is going to be bringing in those elements dealing with shifting, transcendence, you know, because Cancer is moving through that lunar energy, and that lunar energy is locked into our fourth dimensional construct, you know. So when you look back in time, you know, the original calendar, you know, was a calendar that was based, was a lunar calendar based on a 13-month, 28-day cycle, you know.
Right.
So that particular framework that we were engaged in kept us connected to the intuitive and the psychic, you know, characteristics that the moon gave to humanity. So everybody was walking with a transcendental flavor, you know, of always being universally integrated. Now, part of the game was removing that calendar and changing the nature of who and what we were as conscious beings, removing those abilities that are locked in our fourth dimensional nature. With Cancer being in the mix now, we're talking about reclaiming those fourth dimensional attributes, bringing them back to the surface, you know, engaging our clairvoyance, our intuitive, and our psychic abilities.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, when we look at Mars in Libra, you know, you're talking about some very, very volatile situations that if your relationships with the individuals in your life are not based in authenticity, they are going to come apart.
Mm-hmm.
If the relationship that you have within yourself is not
yes.
based in authenticity, you are going to be miserable and you are going to come unglued.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Capricorn. Pluto in Capricorn, you're talking about money. You're talking about a global shift in terms of currencies, in terms of what money really is to us, what it means to us, what it has meant to the world. You're talking about a complete and total reformation of the flow of currency on the planet Earth. And that's going to be very significant here in America, because America holds the position as the world reserve currency. All business, all manners of exchanging commodity in various shapes, forms, and sizes is all done through the dollar. All of it is done through the dollar. So,
yes,
for
yes.
example, if Germany wants to buy oil in Saudi Arabia, then German can't just reach in their pockets and pull out Deutschmarks and go and buy oil for Saudi Arabia. They have to reach in their pockets, pull out Deutschmarks, and then exchange those Deutschmarks for U.S. dollars, and then they can go buy oil from Saudi Arabia. That's the power that the dollar has had on the planet for a lot of years. And all of these systems of currency and how they operate on a global scale, but specifically here in America, are all beginning to shift. They're going
yeah.
to be shifting.
Yeah, and that shift has come because they're not pulling out no Deutschmarks. They got to get that euro now, which they
That's
made
right.
that shift. So
yeah.
all of Europe is already on one currency, and they have even changed in some of the Asian countries how the currency is running. So
no question.
That shift, like you said, definitely can see that coming. Real powerful. Thank you so much for that, Brother Wayne Chandler. We're going to go to the phone lines because we have a caller. Calling in from area code 646, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 646?
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Nakia from New York.
Okay, greetings to you, Nakia from New York. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Kind of, sort of. I called about 3 or 4 months ago, and I spoke with you, and you told me I needed to mind my business. And it was a dream.
I'm sure it was. Well, did you mind your business?
I have been. And about getting some stuff done in those 3 months, in that 3 month period, I think this was maybe about March or so. I just forgot my question.
Mm.
Oh boy. I just wanted to say I just ordered your book, Mr. Chandler, and listening to the remix and just like it. You know, that's it, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and I guess thank you, too, because, see, minding your business has helped you.
Yes, it really has. A lot of things are going well. So that was pretty much it.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, we have about 13 minutes left to go in the form, and what a divine number here. I want you to just, if you could, Brother Wayne Chandler, give us some closing words as we get ready to close out. And as always, it's a joy, an honor, a pleasure, just to have you come, you know, on the platform and share, as you do so many times, with us here in the remix.
Yeah, just the essence, you know, of what we've been working with this evening. I guess to capsulize and break that down based on the times that, you know, we are in and the intent and severity of the times that lie before us. You know, I'd say that, you know, that if you drop, release, shed, you know, the old paradigms, you know, socially, politically, religiously, you know, economically, you know, you're opening yourself up to have a greater opportunity to shift into greater abundance on all levels. You know?
So true. Yeah.
If you want to remain as an individual stuck in a victim consciousness, a victim mentality that limits, you know, all of what you are about and can potentially do, then you're going to attract all of those reasons into your life to be victims. You know, one of the things that when you talk about doing practices that is so radically important is that when you do practices, you literally repattern the nature of who and what you are. Because once those currents of energy begin to run in different channels and format themselves differently, they create a different texture and a different way of being. You become something else. So when you are repatterned, you know, you're not going to be the same individual that you were prior to doing these types of practices. So I would leave with like this one statement, because it deals so much with, you know, how we shift and how we change when we are actually doing a practice. No problem can be solved at the level of consciousness in which it occurs.
So true.
So as you grow,
that's
you develop, shift and change on a daily basis, no matter what is presented to you, you're going to have the solution.
Powerful. Got to wobble. Got to wobble with it. Got to move. You got to do that. So powerful, Brother Wayne Chandler. Thank you so much for coming on again. I can't thank you enough. You know, you're always invited here. This is, you're a part of the Remix family as well. And you guys, definitely, you want to go to the retreat. Definitely reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler. Let him know you heard him here. Let him know what you thought about the show. Go check out the website. Don't forget to download. And I will see the rest of you in Self-Invested tomorrow. See you back here Sunday night. And if you like the show, go like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it all over the planet. Love it all over the world. And much love, warm spirit, peace and love to all of you until we're back here Sunday night. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love.
Until you get what you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Talking about busting loose, y'all. Busting loose to my love. Doing that.